Today, Chattanooga is just a two-hour drive from Atlanta. The two cities, connected by rail, had a vital relationship for the Southern economy before and during the Civil War. Because of their river and rail transportation networks, they were essential to 19th-century supply chains. Because of their connection, the two became vital to General William Tecumseh Sherman's campaign for Atlanta, which aimed to defeat the heart of the Confederacy. After evacuating Chattanooga in the fall of 1863, Confederate forces under General Braxton Bragg prepared a counterattack at Chickamauga Creek, which was located just 15 miles from Chattanooga. On September 18, 1863, the Confederates met heavy Union resistance under General William Rosecrans. The Battle of Chickamauga was the second bloodiest battle of the Civil War, with casualties over 34,000, and resulted in a Confederate victory. By September 22nd, the Union Army began fortifying their position in Chattanooga, expecting a counterattack from General Bragg. Stationed atop Lookout Mountain, Missionary Ridge, and the Tennessee River Valley, the Confederates blocked Union supply lines into Chattanooga coming from the Union supply base in Bridgeport, Alabama, 25 miles to the west. The Union struggled to find an alternate supply line and resorted to using a 60-mile-long wagon trail over narrow, muddy paths. Because of the long route, the Union gave half their food to the mules along the way. By mid-October, the Union Army had decreased rations by 75%, leading to the deaths of over 10,000 horses and mules. On November 24th, General Ulysses S. Grant attacked Lookout Mountain. Grant ordered General Joseph Hooker to flank the Confederates from the northwestern slope and around the south end of the Craven's House alongside the Tennessee River. The next morning, Grant watched the mountaintop anxiously, and as the sun rose, the members of the 8th Kentucky Infantry unfurled the Union flag to the armies below. The Confederate loss at Chattanooga marked a turning point in the war, and according to historian James McPherson,
the glimmer of Southern optimism that had flared after Chickamauga died in November.